This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, it was one long discussion in the city of Irving.
Yeah, it went deep into the night. In fact, till 2 o'clock this morning when Joe was getting up to push through a major rezoning proposal.
But along with new places to live and work, this could point to the future of casinos in North Texas.
The approval was a narrow vote, 5-4, and both supporters and critics packed the room in Irving. The proposal from the Las Vegas Sands Corporation would create a new development near the old Texas Stadium, with retail, residences, and the prospect of a future casino on site. Some people found themselves split on the parts of this proposal, supporting economic development but opposing the casino, or vice versa. And there were different opinions on what this would bring to the city of Irving.
It is in their best interest to promote this as nothing but wonderful for Irving.
I love this city. We need to support that facility. We need it.
The Sands are also majority owners of the Dallas Mavericks, and their plan for this development does include a new arena as well. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Following hours of searching, the body of a missing 5-year-old from Grand Prairie has been found. The body of Santiago Gonzalez was located in a creek right behind the Ashton Park apartments where he lived. The water was murky, and divers discovered the little boy's body 4 feet under the surface. His preschool teacher says the entire community is shaken.
I'm at a loss. I'm numb. I don't know how to feel. He won't be coming through that door.
Gonzalez had a form of autism and was nonverbal, according to his mother. Police say while the investigation is still ongoing, no foul play is suspected.
Meanwhile, in Garland, loved ones gather to pray for a 14-year-old girl and her 16-year-old brother, the victims of a deadly hit and run last weekend. Daisy Paredes was killed, and her brother still in the hospital, injured badly. Both were walking home from the store Saturday night when the suspect, who was speeding, crashed into them. The family tells NBC 5 they had started to plan for Daisy's quinceañera, her 15th birthday celebration. Now they have to plan for a funeral instead. Garland police arrested 30-year-old Stetson Ibarro on 2 charges of failure to stop and render aid.
Today could be the final release of the JFK files after an order from President Trump.
The first round came during President Trump's first term, and another round came under President Joe Biden. Now 80,000 additional unredacted JFK files are expected to be released, now 61 years and almost 4 months following President John F. Kennedy's very public Dallas assassination. It is not expected, though, anything will officially change the initial investigation's finding of Lee Harvey Oswald's guilt, even when Oliver Stone's controversial 1991 JFK suggested otherwise, and a records review was ordered after public outcry. Talk of possible conspiracy, of course, began long before Stone's movie and immediately after. Oswald was killed by Jack Ruby in Dallas police custody. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott is asking the Small Business Administration for a disaster declaration to help North Texas communities recover from tornadoes, thunderstorms, and damaging winds that occurred earlier this month. I remember it was back on March the 4th that we had those big storms roll through in the 5 o'clock hour, and we even had a tornado go through Irving. We had the straight-line wind damage that came through Louisville and some other areas. Now, if approved, the low-interest SBA loans would be available to homeowners and businesses in the surrounding areas of North Texas. Abbott says the assistance is a crucial step in rebuilding, thanks to state emergency officials for working with local communities to meet federal requirements.
You know, those Bradford pears are the worst trees ever made.
They are the worst.
For a variety of reasons. Yes, they look pretty. And yes, they grow quickly.
Yep.
But because they grow quickly, the wood is very flimsy. It's not a strong tree. And it doesn't take more than a gust of wind to knock that thing over or to split it. And then there's the allergen thing. Those trees put off so much allergens into the air. If you've got one in your front yard and you have allergies, you're toast.
Well, and, so you're saying you love them.
And third,
you recommend
hang
them.
On, I have a list. Third, and I'm not, I don't have these written down. I just have this committed to memory
you
how much
do.
I hate Bradford pears.
Oh.
And third, they smell terrible when they're in bloom. You ever smelled a Bradford pear?
Where are the pears on them?
And four, they don't bear fruit. There's no pears on a Bradford pear.
They're worthless trees.
Tomorrow we'll
devil trees.
We'll cover the crepe myrtles.
Devil trees.
And crepe myrtles. Don't give me. And then bamboo. Don't get me started on bamboo.
False start.
You like it?
The Texas state senator is pushing a new bill that would require sheriffs in counties with more than 100,000 people to cooperate with ICE on immigration enforcement.
The bill would mandate that sheriffs enter partnerships with ICE and would offer some funds for sheriffs of counties with fewer than a million residents for performing limited immigration enforcement. Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn testified that the partnerships have been a success in his county, but money and manpower will be an issue.
It is manpower intensive. We have had during the Biden administration, they somewhat diluted a lot of what we could do and stopped training, so we're having to pick up and try to figure out how to do that.
Yet other sheriffs say they're already stretched thin, and this would create a bigger burden. Others say the bill is simply a waste of money and a slippery slope into racial profiling. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
News Radio 1080, KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. You know, it's getting a little better, or it has been anyway, a little bit better the last couple of days. Back-to-back gains, back-to-back pretty good gains. Now, can we make it 3 days in a row? Well, we're watching the calendar. We've got a lot of uncertainty out there. Certainly, things have picked up in the Middle East. In fact, there are reports that 400 people, maybe more than 400 people, have been killed already in the resumption of the bombing Gaza. We've also got traders keeping a very close eye on the outcome of these talks between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. We've already heard some stories coming out that Putin is going to require a suspension of all weapons deliveries to Ukraine during a ceasefire, which would give Russia a chance to rearm, you would think. We'll watch the outcome of that. We've got a fair amount of economic news. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting starts today. We'll find out the results from that tomorrow. And the stock that really used to move the market, and may yet again, NVIDIA has a major speech, a major address coming from their CEO, Jensen Huang, at noon today. It's the keynote of their shareholders meeting. That market cap had been over $3 trillion. It's dropped back about $730 billion right now. But we'll see if they can regain that. That's what he'll try to do probably in that speech. So like I say, it's a pretty full plate out there. The price of crude with that tension in the Middle East is back up 1.5%, up 98 cents, 68.36. Interest rates pretty steady, 4.31%. I tell you though, money's running back into gold again, a fresh new all-time high. It's up $31.90 at $3,038 an ounce. And guys, there's something kind of interesting going on out there. And stop me if this sounds familiar, but Frontier Airlines has started a promotion that one might call, bags fly free.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a promotion. It'll run between now and the end of August, but free assigned seats, free ticket changes, all kind of sounds familiar.
But it requires us to fly Frontier.
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, college sports governing body is nixing another policy restricting athlete compensation.
The NCAA will abandon a rule that stopped athletes from negotiating potentially lucrative endorsement deals before enrolling in a specific college. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti says as he announced a proposed settlement in a lawsuit over the policy. He and a handful of attorneys general had sued the NCAA over its name, image, and likeness recruiting ban, arguing the rule violated antitrust laws. The agreement, if approved by the court, will allow college athletes to negotiate compensation for NIL deals before enrolling in a specific school. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More than half the country says they feel frozen financially.
This comes from a new study that finds people don't know what to do with their finances because of the state of the economy. The biggest worries come from the basics, like paying for food or clothing or shelter or sticking to a budget. Around a quarter of people say they're concerned about saving for the future or their retirement plans. Biggest cause of this financial freezing seems to be too much information that's available online. It gets very confusing. 77% of people also have a lot of regrets. They say they wish they had done things differently in the past to make their present and futures better. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.